The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has issued a message to Hajj pilgrims. In the message, Ayatollah Khamenei urged unity and solidarity among the Islamic nations. The leader also warned of a plot by enemies of Islam to cause division among Muslims worldwide. Ayatollah Khamenei said it's the policy of the imperialist and Zionist front to instigate the Takfiri groups and to stoke sectarian strife in Muslim countries in the region. Ayatollah Khamenei said the move is aimed at protecting the Zionist regime, which he called a servant of the arrogant states. Meanwhile, Muslim pilgrims who are in Saudi Arabia for the Hajj pilgrimage have marked the day of Arafat. Our correspondent Mahmoud Azadariabadi reports on the ritual from the plains of Arafat.
Millions of Muslims gathered on the plains of Arafat near the holy city of Mecca to observe one of the key rites of the Hajj. One could see some spectacular scenes here. People from every corner of the world, regardless of their race, color, and social status, joined together. They were all in the state of ihram, which made them obliged not to carry out several acts. They all were dressed in the same simple clothes, and all had just one purpose, which is to worship God and to respond to God's call to perform the Hajj.
The day of Arafah is regarded as the essence of the Hajj rituals. Millions of Muslims gather on the desert plains of Arafat, praying and contemplating about their deeds.
Being on the plains of Arafat from noon until sunset is obligatory for all Hajj pilgrims on the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah, the last month of the lunar calendar. No specific actions are required. However, the pilgrims recite some special supplications, asking God to forgive their sins.
This is the main part of the Hajj. It is in the narration said that the Hajj is Arafah. It means it is very important part. All pilgrims gathered here and they have some rituals. The main part of this ritual is to have some prayer toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here it is narrated in the holy narrations that every person who attend the Arafat in Arafat desert, he will be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inshallah. And after that, they should be assured that all of them are forgiven and they are like a newborn child. They are pure, and this is the meaning of being in Arafat.
After spending a day on the plains of Arafat, the pilgrims move to Mash'al al-Haram or Muzdalifah, a place near Mecca. They spend one night there as part of the Hajj ritual. And then they set out for Mina, another tent city near Mecca, to continue their rituals. Mahmoud Azadariabadi, Press TV, the plains of Arafat.